park officials say with only two known wolves on the island, the moose herd is growing roughly 20% each year. That's having effects on plant life. Phyllis Green is the superintendent of Isle Royale National Park. She says they have offers from surrounding Great Lakes states and Ontario as potential places to transport incoming wolves from.
And what we're looking to do is to have a pretty vibrant group of wolves introduced on the island so that the genetic bottleneck question is put off well into the future, if at all.
Green says by being selective about where they take wolves from, they should have more genetic diversity. And the wolf pack should, at least in theory, last longer than the first pack, which was established on the island more than 60 years ago. Travis Slate, WCMU News.